إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, I would like to remind myself and you about the quality of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the quality of generosity, sakhawat. It is in several of the earlier points that I made, for example, in mercy and gratitude, in mercy and in forgiveness, we have already seen the examples of his generosity. For example, one of the biggest examples of his generosity is his dua after Taif, when Rasulullah ﷺ was given the power to take revenge, when he was given the power to extract retribution, he chose mercy and forgiveness. We see the power of the generosity in the Fatah of Makkah, where despite having authority and despite having military power, he chose forgiveness. Forgiveness is a very, and forgiveness meaning generosity, is one of the critical factors and one of the critical requirements of leadership. A leader who is not generous, a leader who is stingy, will never be respected. People expect a certain quality of conduct from the leader, and the most important part of that is generosity and charity. There are many, many, many hadith relating to this. So, when I was thinking of and looking at examples, my challenge was not to look for examples, but to try to pick from them which ones I want to speak today, keeping in mind my time constraint, because there are so many of them that it's impossible to cover all of them in any case. So I chose what I think are some of the most beautiful ones, which might seem to be small, but they are illustrative of the nature of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ubay bin Salul, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, was the head of the Munafiqeen of Makkah, and from the time Rasulullah ﷺ made Hijrah, literally from that time onwards, he did not lose a single opportunity of trying to insult him, of trying to cause some kind of harm to him, including of trying to have him killed. He did everything possible. When Rasulullah ﷺ came back from the Battle of Tabuk, the Ghazwat of Tabuk, not the battle, because the battle didn't happen, but he came back from there. The son of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, whose name was also Abdullah, he was Abdullah bin Abdullah, who was a Sahabi of Rasulullah, he came and said, "Ya Rasulullah, my father has died, and I would request you," because he knew his father and he knew who his father was. So he's trying to see how can he find forgiveness for his father. So he said, "Ya Rasulullah, my father has died, and I request you to forgive him, and I request you to give your shirt, to give your thob, as the kafan for my father, to be buried in." Rasulullah ﷺ took off his thob and gave it. Then Abdullah bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, will you make Salatul Janaza for my father?" Nabi ﷺ agreed. He went there. And this man was in the garment of the Prophet ﷺ himself. Rasulullah ﷺ put him in his cover and he stood to make Salatul Janaza. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu came in front of him. He blocked him and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, do you know who this man is?" Nabi ﷺ said, "Yes." He said, "Why are you making Salatul Janaza? Why are you making dua for forgiveness for this man, after all that he has done in his whole life to harm you, to harm the Muslims?" Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Umar, move aside." He moved him aside. He said, "I will ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to forgive him." Now it's a different issue that after this Salatul Janaza was made, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala revealed the ayat of Suratul Tawbah, where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, "Even if you ask forgiveness for this man 70 times, and he didn't say this man, he said for the munafiqi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Even if you ask forgiveness 70 times, Allah will not forgive them." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sealed the fate of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, despite the fact that he was buried in the thobe of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And despite the fact that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had read his Salatul Janaza. Many lessons to learn from this story. The lesson also that just the barakah of the asar of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not sufficient to save you if you do not have the amal and the aqeedah to go with it. What is more tabarruk, what is more mutabarrik than the thob of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam which touched his blessed skin? What is among the asar of the Prophet, which can be more holy and more mutabarrik than this? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, not enough. Which is more maqbool than the dua maghfirat? What is salatul janaza? Is dua maghfirat. Which is more maqbool than the dua of maghfirat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, I will not accept. Despite that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this I am talking about his generosity of spirit. He said that if I knew, after this ayat came, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I knew that Allah would forgive him, if I asked forgiveness 71 times, then I would ask 71 times. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Sabina marra. Allah said 70 times. Now, who is he talking about? This is the issue of these things we have to think. And if possible, may Allah protect us from enemies like this. But if possible, if you have somebody in your life who has been troubling you, bothering you, put that person, think about that person and say, will you forgive this person? Now, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul troubled and bothered Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the work of Islam to his ultimate limit. Despite that, this is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. If I knew that Allah would forgive the man, if I asked forgiveness 71 times, I would ask 71 times. So what is this level of generosity? A woman came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after Badr, and she was a singer. In Makkah, she was a woman who used to sing, and she would sing songs which defamed Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She was not just a singer, but she would make fun of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in her songs. So she came to him after Badr, and she said, "Ya Rasulullah, I am in a bad way. I have no money. I have nothing. I'm almost destitute. Please help me." So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked her, "What happened to your singing? You were such a popular singer in Makkah. You used to get so much money and all that. So what happened to that?" She said, "After the people, the sardars, the leaders of the Quraysh, they were killed in Badr. There is no one to give me any money. So I am now destitute. I am poor. So help me." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to her, "Will you accept Islam?" She said, "No." Imagine, these people also were people of, if you look at them, they were people of character, if you look at it in that sense. Even in that situation, she is not going to tell a lie. Right? If the Islam is not in her heart, she is not going to say that. So I am saying you have to appreciate that aspect of it. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Will you accept Islam?" She said, "No." Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to his family, "Please help this woman." And they gave her so much that she had difficulty carrying it back. Who is this happening to? One of the people who were the enemies of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was one day in Medina, he was lying under a tree and he was sleeping in the afternoon. And his sword was hanging, he hung it on the tree, on one of the branches. So, and you know, in the afternoon everybody is resting and so on, and he was lying under the tree. Some guy, one of the Badu Arabs who was not a Muslim, and he was not a friend of Islam either, he came, he saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam there, and he said, "This is a good opportunity to finish the problem." So he took the sword of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he woke him up with his foot, na'udhu billah, and he held the sword to him and he said, "Ya Muhammad, who will save you now?" Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat up and he said, "Allah." This man suddenly started shivering and the sword fell from his hand. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam picked up the sword and he held it to his throat and he said, "Now who will save you?" He said, "You will save me." He said, "Who will save you?" He said, "You will save me." So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Will you accept Islam?" He said, "No." And he said, "Say la ilaha illallah." He said, "I will not say la ilaha illallah." Imagine, this is the Nabi. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, "Go. Go away. No problem." He left him. About charity and about generosity, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam One of his sayings, which is narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, on the day of judgment, your charity will be your shade. We pray for the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all the shade of his arsh on the day when there will be no shade except his shade. And Rasulullah said, your shade will be your charity. So as much charity as you have given, that much will be the shade over your head on the day when there is no shade except the shade given by Allah. So this is the benefit and this is the reward for charity. The final story, again from one of the beautiful stories of the seerah, is the story of Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu. He is a very poor sahabi. And one day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, he said, have you married? So he said, yes, I just got married. Young man, but he was very, very poor. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who did you marry? Did you marry a girl who was unmarried or did you marry a woman who was already married, you know, a widow? He said, I married a widow. She is much older than me. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, why did you marry a woman much older than you? He said, Ya Rasulullah, my father died in a battle and he left a whole lot of sisters of mine who are all young girls. And I thought if I marry another young girl, it's not going to work. So I married an older woman so that she can take care of this family. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that is good. But he said, marry a young girl so that you can also have, you know, you can play with her and she'll play with you and you will have, you know, some fun also. It's not that, you know, life doesn't have to be one chore. So one day, this Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu was with Rasulullah in one of the ghazwat. And they were coming back to Medina. And Jabir radiallahu anhu was riding a camel which was very weak and miserable. So he was holding up everybody. The camel was at the back. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what is wrong with this camel? He said, Ya Rasulullah, this thing is, you know, is like very weak and it's not able to move. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he told him, make your camel kneel. And he said, you get off. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got onto this camel. And that camel then led the whole expedition. He got this huge energy and started moving faster than anybody else. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Jabir radiallahu anhu, he said, will you sell me your camel? So Jabir radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, how will I sell you anything? You are welcome, please take the camel. He said, no, sell me this camel. So, Jabir radiallahu anhu said, sure, I will sell it to you. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how much? So, Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu said some amount, whatever it was. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, it's too less. Increase it. He didn't say, normally what do you say when somebody says, this? Reduce it. He said, no, increase it. So, Jabir radiallahu anhu, he said something. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, increase it some more. It's too less. So, Jabir radiallahu anhu thought, you know, this is like a joke or something. So he said some amount. So he said, so much. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, increase it more. So while they were having this conversation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said to him, he said, you know, now you are going home. So your wife must be getting ready to prepare some good meals for you and put out cushions and so on for you to sit and relax. He said, Rasulullah, say, Rasulullah, where is the cushion? I've got no cushion, I've got no carpet, nothing in my house. He said, meal, whatever food is there, we eat. There's no special meal. He's very poor. And then this whole camel story. So then he said, some more, he kept on increasing the price of his camel until it became quite a substantial amount of money. So he said, okay, I'll buy this. So when they reached Medina, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you know, when you go home and so on, you can bring the camel. He said, okay. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then gave a lot of gold to Bilal radiallahu anhu. He said, go and give this to Jabir. Meanwhile, Jabir radiallahu anhu had brought his camel and he tied it there. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out, he saw this camel and he gave this gold to Bilal radiallahu anhu. He said to Bilal radiallahu anhu, take the gold, take the camel and give it back to him. And say, this is a gift from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So now he is giving this gift to his sahabi to help him. Really, he doesn't want the camel. He's got enough. This is to help him. But the helping is in a way which does not affect his dignity. He's not saying, here is some charity, you are a poor man, take it. No. He's doing it in a way which is with dignity, which doesn't hurt him either. Imagine, this is the quality of generosity. It's not just a matter of saying, give someone, you know. Give it in a way which doesn't hurt the person. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased and to help us to be generous and to use this generosity as a shade for us on the day of judgment. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.